Radio 1.
Auf Wiedersehen, Pets.
Guten Tag.
And other German words.
We're here, then.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Germany. So, we got here yesterday. Nice, safe flight. Everything was all great and groovy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
And we are now in a...
What? What's that talking noise?
Oh, that's our translator outside. He's talking to the woman in charge, who, by the way, doesn't speak a word of English. It was very... She practised something when she turned it yesterday. Very embarrassing when she welcomed with Guten Tag, Mr. Wogan.
Wogan, she said.
Yeah. I very much look forward to the Jerry and the pacemakers.
What are these togs?
But no, we got here yesterday. So, it's a really weird one. If you listened to the show 2 years ago, when we were in Portugal. We were in a beautiful villa with our own swimming pool. It was great. Not like that here, is it?
That's not to say it's not great. It's just different.
You say potato. We're in it's like a holiday camp of chalets. So far, we're the only people here. I haven't seen anybody else.
And we thought that we were, you know, about an hour away from the big city, wherever that may be. In reality, we're about 2 hours away. We are literally in the middle of nowhere. We couldn't be more German if we tried.
No. But we're ready for it. We've taken over the lounge, the whole downstairs of a chalet. I'm just in front of the TV. Well, this is a stove, look. Right? And then Alan is sitting on the couch. And Richard Earle, our engineer, is kind of sitting where you might have your dinner table. Dave is next to the glass cupboard.
Yeah.
You know, the cupboard where you keep your glasses, because it's right next to the kitchen.
That's that there.
Yeah, I wouldn't bang that too much.
Right,
it might come off the wall. And we are here for as long as England are in the World Cup. Punchlines to 81199, please. Anyway, right, let's start the whole damn thing.
The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
I think it's bad news for the English game.
Come on, you know the words. Sing along. 6:57.
Positive. It's coming.
Start the show with a German football classic, Three Lions.
10 years ago.
I know. 10 years old now. 10. It's a decade. I think he's quite a nice man.
Hmm.
Anyway, Three Lions, Badil and Skinner and the Lightning Seeds. So, good morning. We are live in Germany. We are getting ready for the football and the World Cup, which starts today.
Today, yeah.
First game is Germany.
Costa Rica.
Later on this afternoon, which is over exciting. You'll find out what else is going on football-wise and sport-wise with Carrie in just a few seconds. That song that everyone's loving at the moment, the Automatica Monster, what's that coming over the hill? Is it an Astra? No, it's a Monster. That plays in just a few seconds. After we'll get some news from Dominic back in the UK and sport from Germany's Carrie. Well, she's not Germany's Carrie, she's our Carrie. Sorry.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. It's just gone 2 minutes past seven.
It's the big kickoff in Germany.
And with 24 hours.
Like I care. 6 minutes past seven.
In Frankfurt.
Nice and sunny.
Frankfurt, Dominic. That's Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's
you said Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yes. Currently, the weather here is snowing and hailstones.
Oh,
I don't know why I have a lisp. I have German with lisp.
Guten Tag to you.
Ah, yes. And
Guten Morgen, in fact.
That's yes. And danke, bitte. That's the only German word that I know.
That's good. It's
so the woman in charge of this place is really sweet. So she comes up and she just goes, "Nice to meet you, She puts a sandwich in front of you, and I just go, "Danke." And she goes, "Bitte." And I'm like,
"It's a nice accent you got there, then."
Yeah, I can look. It's like, I know the tune. I just don't know the words. Yeah. That's what it is. Dum, 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 dum.
Live from Germany. International International Radio 1.
That's right, we are international. We're friends with our German friends.
We're getting on well with our hosts now, Roland and Ramona.
Yeah.
Last night they cooked a sauerkraut and Schwein, which is a German for pig or pork.
What is sauerkraut exactly?
Sauerkraut is like
pickled cabbage.
Like pickled, sort of very finely chopped up cabbage. It's very nice, actually.
But yeah, I've got to say, it is actually quite nice. I had some. My mum's listening. I had cabbage last night and didn't moan about it and didn't ask for extra trifle because of it, like I used to do when I was a kid.
Cabbage, pork, and beer we had for a tea last night.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All in the same bowl. Mm. You know, you'd have thought they were a separate glass for the beer, but no. So, what do you want to know, Dominic?
I want to know how you're all settling into your chalets and stuff.
Okay, well, we got here yesterday, and it's like a caravan park, but a chalet park, right? It is in the middle of nowhere.
Is it like Summer Bay in Home and Away?
No.
Yeah, but without the sea.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And without the warm weather, and without the modern-day caravans.
Without the running water. Australians, bizarrely.
Mm. So, imagine looking at the map of Germany.
Mm.
Look at the south.
Yes.
Find nowhere. Go to the middle of nowhere.
And that's
and
where you
drive an hour east.
Yeah. Then when you get there, go down a dirt track. When you see an old farmer who doesn't move.
Yeah.
Playing Deliverance on a banjo.
Keep going.
Yeah. Then you're going the right way.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Then you get to this place. We turn up and they have a big. They've made us a big banner, which is very sweet of them, which says, Welcome BBC for the FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very sweet of them. Mm. And then there's a little kind of restaurant-y stroke bar. Now, do you remember off Wiedersehen, Pet?
Yeah, I used to love it.
Do you remember when they used to go into the bar, their local bar?
Yes.
Right? It's like that, but a bit more wooden.
Right, and which is quite dimly lit, if
I remember. It looks like a sauna.
It does. It's like eating in a sauna.
Wood panelling everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
And I just keep wanting to shout, How are we, Osman? Like that. How are we, Dennis? Get
Nevin.
The beers in. Neville. Bomber likes the beer, Bomber does.
I've seen the pictures, actually. They've got the pictures up online.
Are they up already?
Yeah, it looks great.
So if you want to have a look, go to Radio 1 online and have a look at the photos. They're very funny. And then the chalets, which are very picturesque from the outside. Mm. And we've come in. It's a really odd setup. Now, I can't work out whether this is a chalet that you can rent all year round or whether someone lives in it for a lot of the year and then rents it out, maybe for the summer, a timeshare thing. But there's outside. Right, you walk through the front door, there's a bedroom on your left,
yeah.
And a toilet to your right with no lock. That's going to be interesting. Then you go a few more steps, and then there's the kitchenette to your right, like a little breakfast bar. And then down some steps, like two steps, into the lounge area.
Which is where we are now.
Yeah, so we're on the right-hand side, me and Dave in the corner, and the engineers are on the left-hand side, and there's a little sofa in the middle, so that's nice.
Sounds nice.
Then you have the most bizarrely designed staircase to go upstairs that I've ever seen. Rather than have steps all of the same size, they're kind of steps cutting almost in a triangle shape that overlap each other. In other words, after a few beers, that's someone's going to sleep on the couch one night because they dare tackle them stairs.
Also, bearing in mind that we are staying upstairs, the only bathroom is downstairs, so if you want a, you know, Jimmy in the middle of the night, you've got to fill in a BBC risk assessment form before you leave your bed so as to be fully insured in case of any accidents.
It would be easier to get a hose pipe and just attach it to outside.
So who's sleeping with who, then?
All right, I am sleeping on my own.
Good for you.
Imagine a chalet, you know, the top of it where it's sort of pointed, like a triangle shape.
In the eaves.
So the pillows are the wrong way around for me. Mm-hmm. So you wake up in the middle of the night, you're going to go, oh, bloody hell, bang your head. So I've moved it around a little bit. It's a tiny room with two beds, a settee, and six chairs, right? I've never seen so much furniture in all my life.
It's like a viewing gallery.
It's like the woman who's robbed IKEA in 1972.
I'm sure she hasn't.
But then across the hallway from me, and when I say across the hallway, right,
if he farts too loudly, he'll open our door. It's very close.
But this way, if Dave wakes up with a bit of morning glory, when he opens my door, he'll open
the window.
Oh, well, seriously, what a beautiful image.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So in there is Chappers and Dave, right? Because Chappers is out here doing some work.
They've got form, those two. They sleep together quite a bit, don't they?
And then downstairs is our new friend, Ben number two, right?
Right.
But what we haven't covered here is, as well on the whole Chappers issue is he's got the same kind of problems that Peter Crouch is experiencing bedwise in Germany, put it that way. Right. We are in beds which are clearly designed for no one over the age of 9. so he's kind of wedged in with his head against the wall and his feet against the backboard.
Nice.
With a child's dinosaur duvet cover.
If you imagine a German... It's almost like a Swiss chalet version of Hansel and Gretel's house.
Right, okay.
That's what we're living in.
It sounds brilliant.
Okay, so that's that. And then Rachel and Carrie and everybody else, they're in separate chalets around here. I think there's a curfew at night, because at night time, we heard horses last night. They don't have horses. It's a really weird thing. It's like... It's very dark and eerie, but I'm sure we'll get used to it.
What do you mean they don't have horses if you heard horses?
We heard last night...
Which was a Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
But they don't have horses. You know the film Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
It's like a German version of that. And there's a fellow who looks a bit like Christopher Walken. Going around on a horse, going, where is your World Cup? It's weird.
But they also have painted horses, which aren't real horses, but they're plastic papier-mâché or something, which are painted blue.
Yeah. It sounds very appealing.
Mm. Yeah, but they are very nice to us, and, and we're very pleased to be here, obviously. what else to tell you about? That's probably it for now, actually.
No, that's plenty. Yeah, you've done horses and sleeping, that's all you need.
Yeah, so it's a bit of an odd thing. Oh, and the woman in charge, by the way, they are a lovely, lovely, lovely sweet couple. They said that they'd get up and make us some breakfast just so we had some food to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Currently outside, she's been laid in that table for an hour, right? There's every possible food you could possibly ever imagine in your life. And at one point, because there's no English, you know, German, we're not very good at the German, and we have one translator... He wasn't around. So Reese literally just stood in front of her and went, "No more food, please!" Waving his arms like he was waving in a plane. "No more food, please!" And there's everything out there. There's big fruit, and there's eggs, and there's meat, and there's... They even put the butter in water, you know, so it kind of...
That's a nice touch, isn't it?
Exactly. That's as good.
I don't think they have a butter dish. Anyway, Rachel's very quiet through all of this. You all right, Rach?
I'm just listening.
All right.
I'm good, thank you.
Carrie, you all right?
Yes, fine,
thank you. Want to say anything to Dominic?
Morning, Dom.
Morning.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Yeah, that'll do, thanks. Anyway, so, England play tomorrow in the football. You're only as good as your last game, Dave.
Yeah, 6-0.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Oh, that'll do, right. We are live in Germany for the World Cup 2006.
6-0, 6-0, 6-0, 6-0, we beat Jamaica 6-0. 6-0, 6-0, 6-0, 6-0, we beat Jamaica 6-0. We are gonna win the cup, we will win the cup. Unless we lose to Trinidad and stuff the whole thing up.
Which I'm sure won't happen.
Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
Get your ass out of bed, it's 7:15. No doubt I'm Bounty Killer and Hey Baby.
This is very odd because the classical music is playing and we're now outside the chalet in this beautiful rural German landscape. Sorted any of your
stuff out yet? Have you sorted out any of your stuff out yet? Who's saying that? Keep it down, please? That's Richard. Note to Richard Hill, maybe we need some Atmos mics at the front so we don't pick up the sound of the rest of the team eating their breakfast and finding out if they've still... As you can hear the plates going.
Should we go for a Vonda?
Yes, so we're outside the front of our chalet. It's very sunny here today. It's funny blue skies. It's pretty much the same weather-wise as it is in the UK. Now, we haven't tested these, so we might go in and out a little bit. If we do, we'll come back. Alan is pressing the buttons at the desk. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Now, where would you like us to go?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The horses.
Okay, now the horses, I think, were over here. There's also meant to be... a swimming pool here.
We haven't found the pool yet, actually.
You've got to get a key, apparently.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But it's an outdoor pool.
But it's locked away.
What do you mean it's locked away?
Behind a wall.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Is this not the pool over here?
No, that's the horses, because it's like a...
Oh, is it?
You know where horses jump over them things?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Jumps?
Jumps.
Oh, you mean like sort of dressage and stuff?
Yeah. So that's nice. Dave, you're up there, Clive.
Yeah.
There's an entrance up here, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you what, while Dave's climbing up there, Alan...
Shall we break for some class?
Yes.
Okay.
We shall break, have a break for some classical class.
so Alad.
Yeah.
You need to tell me when we start. You start to lose me.
Okay.
Because
I can. You're losing you.
Sorry.
Losing you.
No, no. Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do.
Okay.
So, horses.
Yeah, losing you.
No, I'm amino acid.
Ah,
right. Okay, so. Dave, did you find the horses?
I found the field, but I think the horses are still asleep.
Thank goodness for that. Let's go wake them up. Oh, dude, there's a tractor.
Where? Oh, yes.
I've always wanted to ride a tractor. Oh, we can have a bit of fun with that. All right, now what's up here?
Are we going to wake the horses up?
This looks like a big storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go and have a look?
Yeah.
I reckon the horses might live in here.
Guten Tag, horses.
Okay. Alad. Alad.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
We're going to... They're the horses. They're the horses.
Whoa. Oh, they're in the stables.
Oh, there's a load of manure. Oh.
I can see a horse's bum.
Alad.
Yes.
They've got a
Losing.
They've got a trumpet.
No, they haven't.
I swear.
I found mine. We can trumpet together.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Okay, so they've got, like, you know where horses train inside?
Yeah.
They've got one of them. And then they are... there's a horse looking at me, Alad.
Well, say hello.
Well, hang on. Do you want me to get...
Yeah, good luck, Dave.
Shall I say hello to the horse?
Yeah, but remember, though, Dave, it's a German horse.
I've always been scared of horses. I've always found them too big.
Okay, Dave is now walking up a little hill to where there are some beautiful stables. This place is so screwed up, it's unbelievable.
Do they do a lot of horse riding here, then, do you think?
Well, yeah. Either that or they train them to kill them. I don't, you know.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, be careful, mate.
Guten Tag, Mr. Horse.
Hello, Dave. Hello.
He's not saying anything.
Guten Tag, Mr. Dave.
Try again.
Welcome to Germany, Fuzzy World Cup.
I'm going to stable number 3.
He looks like a friendly horse. A big brown one.
Ah, here's one who's talking.
Oh, Dave, go back to the other one. Do you know what this is like?
Oh, did you hear that?
This is like Cheggers running on GMTV when he can't find a house.
Guten Tag, Mr. Horse.
Yeah. Well, I want a Sony Radio Gold for entertainment.
They stink. Smells horrible.
See, right behind you now, Dave. Go to that one.
Which one?
Right in
that's
front of you.
That's the horse's bottom.
No, no, go in. Because he keeps popping his head out.
Okay.
Right. No, to the one, no, just the right there. Yeah, right ahead of you.
Here's this one.
Left.
Level.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Guten Tag, Mr. Horse. He's not saying anything.
You've got to do more than that.
What? But he's not saying anything.
Right, we're going back. We're
Guten Tag, Mr. Horse.
We're going to leave Dave and the horses.
He's interviewing the horse.
Yeah, but they're not saying anything. It's not like Mr. Ed, Alad. They don't talk back.
Do you know what? Maybe they're English horses. Try saying it in English.
Hello, Mr. Horse.
No.
Still nothing.
All right, so this is where we are, then, in this weird little place in the southern Germany. I'm going to go back in and get on with the show. So, let's have another record. Let's have the Black Eyed Peas record, the Sergio Mendes track. This shouldn't work, but it does. Live in Germany on Radio 1.
Chris?
Yes?
I think I've just trod in some muck.
Right, then wipe your feet before you come back into the shower.
I think it might be horse poo.
Great, OK. Take your shoes off or something.
All right.
You know, just stick the place out for God's sake. That record, it shouldn't work really, but there's something about the Black Eyed Peas where, like, the last track, the Pulp Fictiony track, that worked as well.
It's very clever of them, isn't it, really, bringing that out in the World Cup?
Yeah, it's very subtle. Yeah. Now, it's not as good as the Chris Moyles World Cup song, which is brilliant.
It's more in your face, though, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, listen, obviously, we're going to be talking about football a lot for the next few weeks. If you're not into your football, don't worry, because we've got that covered as well. Alad, who always likes to research everything, is going to give you guides all the way through the World Cup. He's got his guides to the countries.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his guides. You've got guides to Germany as well, haven't you?
No.
Right. Club countries. Okay, fine. So if you'd like to know about that, stay there, because the first of Alad's Club Country Guide sounds like some kind of Pete Tong feature.
It's not. It's the Alad's Guide to the World Cup Nations is what it's called.
Okay, yeah, fine. But it's the country.
Club Country sounds like a you know, DJ.
Radio 1's Club Country Guide with Alad Goon. That's how the jingle would go. Maybe. Maybe not. Anyway, we'll do that in a few seconds. We'll play a bit of Franz Ferdinand as well.
We're live in southern Germany getting ready for the World Cup. It kicks off today. Germany, the host nation, starts first, obviously. England will play tomorrow. Let's find out what's going on back in the UK with local, national and international news. Do you like that? Sounds very DJ-like. Thanks. Let's go to Dominic at 7:32.
In Frankfurt. Baby, new and improved. Oh. One more travel with the fabulous Dominic.
Lee Wayland is the man in charge of One Road Travel this morning.
Hi, I'm Lee Wayland.
Hi, Lee. He lives on Fox Hatch, which is in Wickford. He says it's all very quiet at the moment. He thinks England will win 2-0 tomorrow against Paraguay. Michael Owen will get the first goal, apparently. Lee once met Tim Westwood at a bar in Greece.
Yo, and it's baby. Goodbye from me.
More One Road Travel from Lee at 8:30.
Yo, baby. New and improved One Road Travel
with fabulous Dominic Burns. Hey, England, we are going to win you.
It's 7:36.
Beautiful.
Hello, Chris and the team. We left Swindon at 4 o'clock this morning, heading for Frankfurt. We'll be at Dover with thousands of other fans waiting for our boat by the time you come on the air. It would be great if you could say hi to all those England fans in another 5 or 6 hours driving ahead on the other side. We'll be singing your World Cup song, Escott and Brother Andy from Swindon.
It's nice, isn't it?
Aww.
Yeah. So good morning if you are getting ready to go out. Maybe you fly out today, maybe you're driving today. It's all very exciting, isn't it? You can go to the website, by the way, and have a look at pictures of where we are in Germany.
And also what we ate last night.
What, you took pictures of the food?
No.
Why did he say that?
Because he had a camera at the table, so I assumed he must have got some shots of sauerkraut.
Would you like to request that Matt takes pictures of the food that we eat every
yes.
day?
I know there's pictures of Ramona, our host.
Can you take pictures of the breakfast buffet that they laid on for us?
Definitely.
That would be great. If you want to have a look, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, as we call it, Radio 1.
Hotline.
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 And if you're listening around the world, maybe listening on Sirius in America or Canada or wherever you are, check out the website and enjoy what it's like as we sit here in the freezing cold of Germany. There's a picture of Reese playing. Did you use any of my pictures that I took yesterday, Matt, or did you just use your own?
No, I used a couple of yours.
Did you?
Yeah. Just...
Which ones are mine? Do you know? I took a great one of quite a few arty ones yesterday.
The pictures of Reese playing the guitar around the campfire make him look like the Lord of Rock. Did you know there? Because he's got this huge flame just disappearing over one of his shoulders and a guitar in one hand.
He's like Lordy, but in an M&S shirt.
Yeah, with less makeup, slightly.
Did you put the pictures on that I took of Carrie asleep last night? Have you not put them on yet?
I thought we'd leave.
Right, okay, that's fine. Mm.
Were you snapping
what?
Carrie while
well,
she was asleep? That's
you
a bit
can't lock the bedroom doors here.
And, what? You didn't come into our room.
Yeah. Mm. I tell Dominic, it's like a little kind of... it's not like a negligee. It's more like a little kind of baby doll.
Really?
Kind of,
what do you call it? Like a basque, is it?
No!
A basque, right, no. But you can see, when she rolls over, you can see her bum. So that's quite nice. Mm.
I think you went into someone else's
and
room.
And you got really hairy legs.
That's Chappers.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? Not again.
In a wrong chalet.
Anyway, right, so World Cup then kicks off today. The World Cup 2006 from Germany. We're out here as long as England are in the tournament. Many other teams are playing. I know. You're sitting there, you're saying, Chris, I don't really understand about the football. Or I do know about football, but I don't really know about the other teams taking part. Well, don't worry, because Allard has cleverly put together his guide to the World Cup Nations in a feature we like to call Allard's Guide to the World Cup Nations.
And now it's time for Allard's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today...
Costa Rica! The Republic of Costa Rica is located 10 degrees north of the equator in Central America and was discovered by Christopher Columbus, who was the sailor guy that also discovered America and Australia. The local inhabitants of Costa Rica are known as Costa Ricans, and they declared independence from the Spanish in 1821, which was a good thing for them, as they were then free to go on and do their own thing, making coffee, bananas and pineapples, which they still export around the world in return for money. In terms of famous Costa Ricans that we might have heard of, there isn't really anyone of note, to be honest, but football fans will be familiar with their star player, Paolo Wanchope, who used to play for Derby County, Manchester City and West Ham. Apparently, he's a bit of a tricky customer, so people better watch out if they're playing against him. 16 years ago, the Italian 90 World Cup was hosted by Italy, and Costa Rica did quite well. Although, I'm not banking on them doing anything this time round, which is why I'm only offering odds of 3-1 on them getting into the final, which is the same odds that I've given my team, Wales. So there you have it, a little rough guide to what we should expect from Costa Rica at this football tournament in Germany. And I'll be back later when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
7:41 at Radio 1. Play that for Jody and Abby this morning. That's Embrace and World at Your Feet on Radio 1. And Embrace are going to be live with us on Tuesday. They're going to be doing some acoustic tracks for us Tuesday morning, live here in Germany. That'll very nice. Thank you.
Going to be here in our chalet.
That's right. In the
middle of nowhere.
In the German chalet.
By the way, Pepperami, if you're thinking about finding us and snapping us, no chance.
Yeah. By the way, anybody, if you're thinking about finding, if you rob a bank and want to hide out somewhere, you could come here, and you could have your own chalet. I mean, you might want to go to Brazil, not Mexico.
But you could come here and Roland would sort you out a chalet.
Every day, by the way, we're going to be talking to one of the BBC Sport legends. Later on this morning, Gary Lineker is supposedly going to be on the show. Mm. Well, we'll take bets after 8 on whether or not he'll be bothered to get out of bed. Is he on the phone?
No.
He's actually from the...
Oh, he should be in quality,
from the broadcast hub.
In Berlin.
When we were in Portugal, we had to coax him with crisps, mentions, to actually get him to reach his arm out and pick the phone up in the hotel. That took about a week's worth of working out. Anyway, so Gary Lineker should be on talking to us later on this morning. We've got other people lined up, including Alan Hansen and Lauro, Garth Crooks, Alan Shearer. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Who, Shearer?
Yeah, he's good now. He can talk now.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Stubbsy, Mark Bright, a.k.a. the Prince of Stoke.
Yep.
Ian Wright, Ian Wright! Ian Wright! As my girlfriend says that every time she mentions it, she hears his name mentioned. I'm blissfully unaware of this TV commercial, apparently, where a fella goes, Ian Wright!
I don't know that either.
Ian Wright! Ian Wright, Wright! Does that mean anything to anyone?
No.
There you go. Well, probably just a load of gooners going, yeah. And then next week, listen to this. Monday, Jeff Hurst is going to be talking to us. Tuesday, Embrace are with us. Skinner and Badil are going to be joining us on Thursday. And then the week after that, Razorlight are coming out to perform live. Fingers crossed we'll be meeting up with Noel Gallagher. It's all exciting. So we've got all these people on the show, yet we can't find Christoph the funny German.
He's gone missing somewhere.
Yeah. We don't actually know where. But we'll talk to him later on, which is very good. What else have we got to talk about?
Do you think all these famous people from the world of sport and entertainment are going to find us in the middle of the Black Forest?
I think we're sending them cars.
Okay. I've given them directions.
Yeah. We've given them a tom-tom.
And also, what we've done is we've dropped breadcrumbs between here and Frankfurt.
We have left a trail of Toblerones.
Yeah, like Hansel and Gretel used to do. Were they German? I suppose they were, weren't they?
Hansel and Gretel? They certainly sound it, don't they, Dave? And if they weren't, then they could be. Allard, turns out, as not only has he brought his trumpet with him, but he also brought a football.
Good going.
I remember Portugal, we wanted one.
Yeah.
So
you have football, so good work, fella, for that. Also, I know I'm going to do Celebrity Tarzan in a second. Chill out, woman. I'm just trying to give a bit of ambiance.
Flavour.
And atmosphere. You know what, always, you know how the BBC work? We can come out and do a couple of weeks in Germany as long as we justify it by bringing the atmosphere of the World Cup back home to the UK.
Which is why we went out to speak to the horses before.
That's
that was
right.
An outside broadcast
we
to justify
told,
our existence.
We always get told to give us the voices of the nation.
That's right. You watch Match of the Day today or tomorrow, there won't be a horse in sight because we are one step ahead. Always thinking, Rachel.
Nothing, Nadia.
They have a big meeting at the BBC when they get back and they go, well, Match of the Day was marvellous, but the Chris Wall show had German horses. It was great.
Bless you. You got a German cold already.
It's just a bit chilly, that's all. Dominic keeps knocking the weather down in each weather bulletin he does.
Still not on purpose.
By the end of the show, it'll be -4, and I'm feeling it as well. I really am. Just like Portugal, when we were there for the Euros, we have our Xbox. We have a generic games console.
It's a video games machine.
And it's a generic video games
360.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
It's a generic game console number version thing.
Mm.
Which means that we'll be able to have little games, and we've got some games for it. We've got the football game as well, the one of the World Cup games. If anybody fancies playing with me now.
I don't want to play with you just now.
Right, later on. Anybody?
Chappers might play with you when he gets up.
Chappers will, which is good. You come on, I'll be able to talk to you. It's football.
Okay.
Yeah, Alad?
I'll play.
I think we've got some, like, Rosie and Jim games for it as well for you. Keep me happy. Frogger, I think we've got. Missile Command and Lady Pac-Man, whatever it is. Right?
Maybe.
Go on.
Maybe.
Come on. Fancy a bit of X action?
I might just go for a swim.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
That's not right. Double X action, is it?
can we get on generic games console live and play other people? Can we not do that? Are you sure?
I haven't got enough bandwidth.
Is that right? Rich, can we not do that?
No, the ADSL's too slow.
Is the ADSL too slow?
Yeah.
Wouldn't even get us on at all?
We'll try later.
Well, that'd be great, because we can whoop people's, whoop asses, different nations. That would be great. On our generic games console.
What's an ADSL?
You don't need to know, Dave. Okay. Let's do Celebrity Star.
Like a computer or something.
Right, Xbox Live means that you plug your Ethernet connection into the back and you can play people around the world.
Is this when you play with other geeks, like Pong, that boy in Thailand that you'd play with?
I haven't played football with Pong for a while. It's normally Star Wars Battlefront with 12-year-old Texan kids. Gotta get the base! Gotta get the base, guys! Get the bottom base! Oh, my God, they're taking the base! And once you hit there, because you got a little headset. Mm. And it sounds sad when I talk about it. And then you hear another American fella going, hey, man, why don't you shut up and play the game? You can't talk to me like that. I'm 12 years old. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot you, too. I'm going to swap teams. I'm going to shoot you. Shut up, boy. So that's very exciting. Yeah. It's a whole community out there.
Like a virtual community with virtual friends.
See, now I'm saying out loud, it's probably just as well we don't have the ADSL connection. Right, get caught if you know who this is. It's not Chappers, by the way. We should wake him up with that, though. Because that would really freak
him
out.
He'd like that. He's snoring currently.
08700 100 100 if you want to have a go at that. Here are the prizes. Chelsea's official season review on DVD. It's signed by Jose Mourinho. The album from Awesome Bright Idea. The album from the Zootons, Tired of Hanging Around. Westwood's album, Ride with the Big Dogs, 56 Club Bangers. Pink's I'm Not Dead. Yeah, the DIY album, which Rachel threw in yesterday because she went insane. Today, we're adding the Ultimate Football Pub Quiz on DVD. And the official World Cup stamps in a nice presentation pack.
Regarde, look.
Now, this might mean nothing to you, but they would probably be worth a couple of quid if you want to flog them.
Club bangers and stamps in the same booty.
Yeah. World Cup winners. So, Royal Mail mint stamps on here are... you've got Argentina and you've got Brazil and you've got England. It's all very nice.
Mint.
What?
Mint.
That's right. What you got to do is tell me who this is. Number 7, please, Rach. Next. Sorry.
That's chicken fried rice.
No, it's not food. It's a CD, you div. 08700 100 100. Call now if you know who Celebrity Tarzan is. You can be on the air with us, winning them top average prizes. Celebrity Tarzan. Number 7. All right, it's 3 minutes to 8. Never get to be. Never get to be. Why, Germany? Never get to come. Brilliant country girl. Okay, so we're out in Germany for the World Cup. It's very exciting. Who knows what's going to happen with Wayne Rooney? Sven is very, very excited.
Well, his boots were made for playing. And that's what they will do. One of these days, these boots are going to play a game for Roo.
There you go.
Wise words.
He's a very clever man, isn't he?
That's why he's in charge. For now.
Yeah. right, so we're right in Germany at Kartoffeltop, live from the, the chalet here in Strudelhausen.
You can't say that.
We are in Strudelhausen.
You're not in Strudelhausen.
It is. We're in Lederhosen.
You're not in Potato Top, though, are you?
How do you know?
We're in Kartoffeltop.
Okay.
and we're live here today. It's 9 o'clock here in Germany, so if you want to know what the weather's going to be like in an hour's time, Dom, blue skies and warm.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nice.
That's all right. We'll play Usher and Ludacris, we'll play Jack Johnson, we'll hopefully have a win on Slow Tatars coming up in a second. After we get some news from Dominic in the UK, Carrie's in Germany, it's 2 minutes past eight.
So the waiting's over for the World Cup. 7 minutes past eight now.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Ours is to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. You all right there?
How are you?
Is that phone at yours or ours?
It's yours.
Oh, okay. Hang a second.
Who is it?
Oh, that is Sven. Yeah, we're just in the middle of a link. Hang on a second. He wants to know if he made the right decision about Defoe. Do you want to call him back?
I'll call him after the news.
Yes, yeah, Sven. Yeah, Dave says he'll phone you back. Comedy Dave. Yeah, the tedious link is good. I've really got to go. Okay, bye-bye. Sorry about that. Sorry, Kimberly.
He's not a problem.
He's always on the phone for advice. You know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, isn't it? Especially asking us for advice. Kimberly Thompson, you're from Dundee.
I am indeed.
Did you go to the big weekend?
I didn't get a ticket, I'm afraid.
Oh, rubbish.
I know. It was a bit poor.
Oh, hang on. Sven's on again.
What? No, he'll ring you back during the next record. Lee Bowyer? Look, it's too late. We'll call you back. Bye-bye.
Deadline's passed.
Yeah, there you go. Right. You born and raised in Dundee?
I wasn't. I was born in on the west coast of Scotland, and I was raised in the States.
Okay, right. Mm. So you moved to Dundee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you happy that you moved there?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. It's nice. I went to university there.
Okay. What's your favourite bit about Dundee?
Oh, I think it must be the nightclub, Fat Sam's.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Sam's.
Mm. Fat Sam's Grand Slam. Mm. Speakeasy, of course.
Crazy nights.
Did you go when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't, actually. Where did we go? We went to Club London or whatever they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is all right, let's be honest. But most of the radio and lot went to the casino opposite the hotel.
Oh, I go to the casino all the time.
Do you? Yeah.
Yes, poker night.
Well.
I beg your pardon?
I play poker.
I thought
that's
some kind of wife swapping kind of sharing thing. what prize are you after if you win $70,000 today?
All of them.
It's the stamps, isn't it?
Well, the stamps would be quite nice, I think.
Yeah, the World Cup stamps got you calling this morning. All right, well, let's find out if you're right. Hang on there, and I'll press the button, and we'll do Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan! Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
All right. All right, Kimberly Thompson from Dundee, home of the Beano.
That's right.
It is right, yeah. It says here you're supporting England in the World Cup.
Oh, no.
What?
I didn't say that.
It says here you're supporting England.
I think England will have a good team and maybe have a good go, but I'm certainly not supporting them. My husband would kill me.
And who will you be supporting?
I might support the USA. As long as it's good football, I'll watch it.
The USA?
Yeah.
Well, she's a bit American, isn't she?
Yeah, but still, they're not very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know, but you don't want to be a glory hunter.
Now, listen, you're in Scotland, Kimberly.
Yes.
All right? Which means you support Brazil. Because Brazil play very similar style to Scotland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or you support Trinidad and Tobago because of Jason Scotland.
That's right. Mm. Have you heard the World Cup song for him?
Yes, we have.
That's quite good.
Have you heard my World Cup song?
I have. Very good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you buy it if it was commercially available?
Probably.
All right, let's move on then. Fine, that's okay. Kimberly Thompson, who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Today, Chris, I think Celebrity Tarzan is Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl off of the Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a listen. I'm not getting it myself.
No, I'm not feeling that, Kimberly, I'm afraid.
Right, well, let's find out if you're right or wrong.
Rachel's thermometer.
No, you're wrong. Hang on. Bloody hell, where's the long thing?
Bear with us, Kimberly. It's difficult when you...
Where's the long out? Why is there a short out? Hang on. That'll do. Anyway, you're wrong anyway, my darling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, yeah. Then. See you, yes, crazy yank. Bye.
Bye. So no one won our silly game. So listen in tomorrow.
Next week. We'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win. Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan. All in all, I thought that went very well to say we're doing it live from a hut in Germany.
Smooth, huh?
Yeah. 13 minutes past 8, Friday morning, we are in Germany. It's Drugelhusen, live, getting ready for the official World Cup 2006, which kicks off today with host nation Germany. England play tomorrow, and we are here for as long as England are in the game.
Wake up.
That's Jax Johnson's on Radio 1.
Live from Germany.
I do like that record, actually. It's very nice. And Jax Johnson, he's a very nice man.
Yeah, and Hawaiian.
That's right. He'd be from Hawaii. Mm,
just like the pizza.
That's right. He's such an idiot. So it's 20 past 8, we are live in Südenfugengundiesen in Germany. It's about an hour and a half east of Stuttgart. Mm. But joining us from somewhere else in Germany, because it's a big old place, hopefully should be the legend that is Mr. Gary Lineker.
Morgan. Guten Morgen, mein Freund.
Guten Morgen, Gary.
How is your German?
Distinctly average.
All right, okay. Well, that's certainly a lot better than ours. Mm. We're in the middle of nowhere with the German couple who speak nothing but German. The only thing I've worked out is Danke, to which she replies, bitter. Mm. So I drank bitter all last night because I thought she was offering me drink. So where are you, Gary? Whereabouts are you based?
We're in Berlin, which is quite a lively city, Chris, probably a bit more lively than where you are, and our studio overlooks the Brandenburg Gate, where east meets west, so wow. it's quite a good spot.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great, and the entire whole of the motley crew that is BBC Sport are out there with you?
Yes, they're all here, very motley, all misbehaving.
Is there?
But it's...
I love the satellite delay. This is going to be so much fun. Is there a pecking order when it comes to where you stay? For example, I would imagine yourself and Alan Hansen, and they're like, you get the nice five-star. Does it trickle all the way down, depending on how big you are in BBC Sport? So, for example, the Prince of Stoke, Mark Bright, I imagine is camping. And then as you go up the list, you know, Stubbsy might be in a B&B.
Garth Crooks, you know, sort of two-star.
Yeah, and then you get Lauro maybe in a four-star, yeah. You and Hansen in the five-star spa and retreat.
It's something like that, yeah. I think certainly Bright is moving around Germany, well, as is Mark Lawrenson. They get slightly the short straw because they have to constantly travel right around the country to different games, but then at least they do get to the matches. Here in Berlin, we're a bit of a mixture, really. We've got a couple of nice hotels, and pretty much everyone's staying in the same place, so it's not quite like that. Even Stubbs is in with us, so it can't be too bad.
Blimey.
He is indeed. And we've got we're at the studio. We've got a base here, which we'll do a lot of matches from, but we've also got the advantage of nipping out to the perhaps, let's call them, more attractive fixtures, you know, like the England games, Brazil matches, Italy, where we'll actually go to the stadium itself. So I think it's a nice mix.
Now, are you going to be there for the opening game today, the host nation Germany game?
Well, we're actually going to do that one from our studio in Berlin, which is quite something, because we want to get to the actual England game in Frankfurt tomorrow, so we're going to that one.
So one thing that a lot of people don't realise is that Germany is absolutely huge. It's a massive, massive place. And so, for example, we've got two bases where we do the show out here. We've got a northern base and we've got a southern base. And I think the longest drive to a game that we've got is 4 hours there and then another 4 hours back, because it's just so massive.
But Gary, where you are in Berlin, am I right in thinking the opening game is in Munich, which is completely the other side of the country? So, I mean, to commute that would be impossible, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can't really do it. You can't do all the games. So I think to get a balance of a base here in Berlin and then get into what it's nearly always a flight anyway, because as you said, it is a huge country. But
All the kids know that. They do their geography. Didn't you do any geography at school? You must have seen a map at some stage and realised that actually Germany's a wee bit bigger than England.
No, I didn't really know that. To be honest, I was too busy drawing pictures of male and female genitalia in most books and writing rude words. That's how I spent pretty much my entire schooling. All right, so look, I know people have been asking you this a lot, but we have to ask you, tell me your thoughts of England's chances and how you feel currently the World Cup might pan out this time round.
I think England's chances are terrific. The best they've been for a long time. I think in certainly in the World Cups that I've not just taken part in, but broadcasted, I've always felt that England had a sort of tiny outside chance should everything go well for them. But this time, I think such is the strength of the squad, and certainly the if everyone stays fit and the starting lineup is very strong on paper, that. I think if things go well for us and get the breaks, then we have a genuinely strong chance to win it, and I think that's significantly different from before. Elsewhere, tradition says that it's a European country that will win in Europe. There's been one exception, that was an awfully long time ago when Brazil won in Sweden. But if you look at all the European teams, they don't... You know, Germans, the host nation, normally you would expect them to do well, but they don't look that strong. The Dutch look very young, the Spanish don't look strong enough, Italians look workmanlike and they've got their problems in their league. So all the usual suspects don't look in as strong as they are, whereas England do. Further afield, you have to give the Brazilians a chance. They're definitely clear favourites because they're so strong going forward, but defensively they don't look anything like as strong. So, and the Argentinians you could probably say the same for.
So it's all set up to be a very interesting World Cup. It could go anyway.
Yeah.
Who do you think
could be here till the final?
Well, do you know, that would be nice. I would love that. You know, that would be great. As to be quite honest, I've got a load of work going on at the flat back at home, and it'd be nice to go back to see it all finished.
Your bathroom will be done by the time you get back.
Glad you've got your priorities right.
Well, you know what it is, Gary. And to be fair, I know you were out in Portugal for the whole of the Euros, and you came back with a wicked tan. So that's what I'm looking forward to as well. Looking all
brown.
Yeah,
it's just a golf tan, though.
And you improved your handicap, didn't you?
No, I never improved my handicap. I'm hopeless.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for joining us. I know you've got to get off and do more TV stuff. They're going to be working you like a dog, Gary, while you're out here.
Yeah, but it's the World Cup, Chris. It's very exciting.
Exactly. Before Gary goes, we just do have to do the obligatory line, because Gary appreciates it. Many people are travelling to the Games. They're flying. Many people are getting the train. Many people are driving, because Gary's favourite mode of transport is, of course, the walkers. So, have a great time, Gary.
Brilliant joke.
You're more than welcome. And hopefully we'll catch up with you at one of the games and enjoy yourself out there and have a good one and enjoy the golf.
Yeah. Cheers, Chris.
No
have
worries.
A good one.
Gary Lineker, ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Thank you very much.
See, now, you know, it might sound like a tacky line to you, but that's another 12-month on the contract for that Walkers
absolutely.
Thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the more I help him out with it, sooner or later he will say, do you know, why don't we do an advert that's got Chris Moyles in it? He's fat and he eats crisps.
Crisp Moyles.
Crisp Moyles.
There you go, you can have that for free advertising.
So here's the ad, right? I'm on Radio Yum,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the Crisp Moyles
Crisp
show.
Crisp Moyles show.
And Gary, right, sneaks into the control booth and steals all the crisps or something.
Yeah. Instead of walkers, it's talkers.
That's
it,
right.
It would work,
brilliant.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I can see it right now. Yeah. Gary's sitting there in Berlin, he's scrumming these down. These are bloody good,
this
these.
Is good, I like Crisp Moyles.
Getting on the phone to the ad agency as soon as I've finished. Call my agent, will you, Maureen? I don't know where the hell Maureen is. Lynn, get on the phone to the walkers. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you, Gary. Tomorrow is Saturday, and that's the England first game. We're back on the air on Monday. Jeff Hurst is going to be on the phone.
Yeah, the legend.
I got a signed Jeff Hurst England shirt sent to me the other day when I was doing X Factor.
Did you?
Yeah, it's quite nice. I think it's Jeff Hurst. Anyway, looks like Jeff Hurst.
Right.
Because he's got a kind of familiar signature.
You sure it was Jeff Hurst?
Yeah.
Not Jeff Capes.
Could be Jeffrey. No, it's definitely not right. Jeff Capes, so that can assure you. Anyway, thank you, Gary. Lively as ever. 8:29, Radio 1. We're in Germany for the World Cup. It kicks off today. See it on your television on BBC One. Yo, yo, we're in Germany for the World Cup. Has anyone got any readies? Yeah! That's our new catchphrase. 8:32 in the morning. Reese has come out with the indigestion problem already.
Who got any René?
Who got any René's?
Well, those French ones, those René's.
Other indigestion tablets, of course, are available. Mm. Like tum 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 tums. and others. Gaviscon, would you use that for heartburn?
Isn't that I don't know.
And what did Paul Turner woof when he came over?
Pepto-Bismol, which is the American cure-all-anything pink stuff.
he was drinking it like it was water.
Yeah. Ordinarily, we'd now receive a whole load of this stuff, but bearing in mind, nobody will find us where we are.
Feel free to send any of the aforementioned products to Mr. Dominic Byrne at Radio 1.
I'm fine, London. Honestly, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Same with wigs or hats.
Money. Cars.
Yeah. Air tickets.
Yeah, air tickets and football tickets, thank you.
And girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, apart from the girls, obviously.
How was Gary Lineker? How did that sound?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's very enthusiastic.
Oh, whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Whew.
It sounded all right, though, didn't it?
Hey, he's fine. He knows what he's talking about, doesn't he?
Yeah. It just sounds a bit,
It's probably early morning for him, isn't it?
It's early morning for us, too.
Exactly.
If this is what it's like the morning before the first game, you imagine what it's been like 3 weeks in. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, whatever.
Looking forward to the big semi-final game between England. To be honest, Chris, I had a round booked this afternoon with Hanson and Shearer. We've had to eat into that. I'm quite disappointed.
He's probably jet-lagged, to be honest.
Plus, you can't get any Marmite out here for love nor money. Mm. I'm on Bovril, and I've never really liked it. It's a poor substitute. They're Gary Lineker's views, by the way, not mine. Anyway, let's get on with it, shall we? In case you haven't heard the genius that is the Chris Moyles World Cup song, we'll play it for in a few minutes, Dominic.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I also met Nelly Furtado and Fat Les, and you know how Fat Les goes. It goes like this.
Where on earth are you from? We're from England.
That's great. Tim Gudgeon is the brand new rapper in the UK. Right, let's get some news from Dominic first. It's 8:34.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
And the main news this Frankfurt.
Yeah, thanks. New and improved. Slapheads travel. Slaphead, egg for a head.
We're in Foxhatch this morning. That's in Wickford, which is in Essex.
Hi, I'm Lee Wayland.
Lee says the road's a bit busier now than it was before. Lee Wayland is going to join the police force in the next few weeks. So with that in mind, I wonder what his favourite stew is.
My favourite stew is beef stew.
Brilliant. How about Irish stew in the name of the law, Lee?
I haven't heard that one before, to be honest.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
And it's goodbye from me.
More from Lee at 9:30.
Keep it new and improved. One
more travel with the fabulous Dominic. Because it's Irish Jew, as an I arrest you in the name of the law. It's 8:40 now.
You should ask him what's the name of the nearest avenue to him.
Yeah. I like that one.
Oh, what's the name of the address of the local police station? And it should say 999 Let's Be Avenue.
It's a good one, though, isn't it? You'd probably say Acacia Road or something.
What's your favourite stew, Dominic?
Yeah, my favourite stew, chicken stew.
Irish stew in the name of the law.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, what we going on in here then?
That should be, like, the law for, you know, police going into the police force.
They
should
know whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, you think it'd be mate taking you down the station, young lady, and asking you some questions?
I didn't catch a word of that, you right?
I once got asked to go down to the police station and help them with their inquiries, and I said to them, to be quite honest, I'm not even trained in policing. You're probably better at it than I am, but I'll suggest some questions and stuff and places to look. Do you like that, Richard?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, that come down and help me. Oh, dear. I got stopped once by the police when I was driving my car. They said, can you identify yourself? And I looked to them and I went, yeah, there I am. I'm going to be there. Do you like that?
It's all right.
Yeah. He said, you're going over the speed limit. I said, well, so are you, because you caught me. So that's, you know, but if you let me off, I won't say
anything. Call it quits.
Yeah.
Play it, Mikey.
Hey. He said, I do have to tell you something, sir. I mean, you could lose your licence for this. Well, I just started laughing. I haven't got one. Chubby Brown, 76. there's other ones as well, but it's to do with officer and constable, but I couldn't possibly ever go there.
No.
I think it's time that we play the official Chris Moyles World Cup song. What do you reckon?
Yes.
2, 3, 4.
This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. Sing along to the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris Moyles World Cup song. This is the Chris
This is the song that really will annoy. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sing along to our World Cup song. World Cup songs are a load of poo. So we've gone and written one too. We're singing hard and feeling proud. Let's mix in the sound of a football crowd. Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer.
This is the Christmas World Cup. World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song.
Oh no, there's a second verse. You thought this song couldn't get worse. Barmy army, blah blah blah. Stick a big flag in your car. This is a pointless World Cup song. 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 Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer.
Christmas World Cup song. This is the Christmas World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song.
This is a pointless World Cup song. Can it really be this long? This is a pointless World Cup song. Piddly piddly, diddly bong.
This is the Christmas World Cup song.
Yes.
This is the Christmas World Cup song.
Yes.
Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song.
There you go, the Christmas World Cup song. I was going to say in German, the Chris Moyles
World Cup song.
World Cup song. Yeah. Do you know, I don't know enough German, Dave, and I said to Rachel earlier, it's the one thing which is I feel is a bit of a handicap for me here,
yeah,
is the fact I don't know enough German.
That's
and
it.
I really wish there was something that I could do about it.
Well, the thing is that, you know, when you're in a foreign country, it's important to learn the lingo.
I'd like to learn the lingo. I really would. I think it would help me better, and I think it's polite to the Germans that I should, you know, at least learn to speak their language.
Well, why don't I, as someone who's done GCSE German and got a grade D, why don't I teach you?
That is a brilliant idea. Well, how would you do that?
Well, I could do some learning German.
You are kidding me.
Serious?
How would that work?
Well, that would work whereby I could give you some important phrases day by day.
Yeah.
And then you could repeat after me. And then by the time we've finished in Germany, you'd be almost fluent.
Wow.
And now it's time to wise up ourselves and get down with the lingo as we do some learning German on the Chris Moyles Show.
Wow, we even have a jingle that could go with it.
Specially commissioned.
Wow, should we do that next?
Yes, we should.
All right, fine.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
It's a classic. It's Vindaloo from Fat Les. Morning, Mr. Keith Allen, should he be listening to the radio, wherever he may be. And Lily Allen is turning into a bit of a star as well.
Yeah, morning to her as well and the whole Allen family.
So would I be right in saying, would Lily Allen have been out with Radio 1 for the World Cup in France in 98?
Son was Alfie.
Alfie. Oh, well, there you go. Well, hello to all the Allen family, wherever they may be. It's 9 minutes to nine for... Hang on. It's 8 minutes to nine.
Ja, hi, this is Helmut Herr, and now it is time for learning German.
Thank you, Helmut.
Danke.
Helmut is, of course, our new German star. Mm. He's not actually German. It's...
from Inverness. No, he's not. He's from Aberdeen.
Anyway, so, weirdly, though, he's not going to teach us German, but instead, it's Hong Kong-born and British-raised Comedy Dave.
Yeah, guten Tag. You see, the thing is, though, but I did study German at school, so I'm going to teach you through some basics. I'm going to do this every day, and hopefully by the end of it, you'll, you know, you'll learn some basic German language.
Rachel, are you going to join in with
us? Yes.
No, Rachel, are you going to join in with us?
Yeah.
That's right. Correct.
So, this is learning German day one. This is, imagine you've just arrived in this new and beautiful country like we are here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, repeat after me. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
That's right. That means good day or hello, etc. It's a general greeting to our German friends. So, once again, Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Okay, let's move on. Sprechen Sie English.
Sprechen Sie English.
Means, of course, do you speak English? Crucial if you're trying to get around. Yeah. Because if you don't speak good German, you need them to speak English to you.
Yeah, and they would reply with, yeah.
Yeah, possibly, or nein. Okay.
Nein.
Wie bitte.
Wie bitte.
Means pardon. Also good.
Wie bitte?
When you're struggling with the language. Wie bitte?
Pardon.
But when I said to the woman, Danker,
yeah,
for the breakfast this morning, she said bitter.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
So, and I said thank you, she's saying pardon. I'm saying thank you, she's saying pardon.
Don't get ahead, okay, because Danker is tomorrow.
Oh.
We're doing hello and we're doing please and thank you tomorrow. Okay, right, let's continue. Ik, this is complicated now, so pay attention. Ik komme aus Großbritannien. I'll do it again.
Okay.
Ik komme aus Großbritannien.
Ich komme aus Großbritannien.
Means I'm from Great Britain. Okay, so you can identify where you're from.
Just pause for 1 second and speak to the only person here who does actually speak fluent German.
Yeah.
Is this right so far?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, is what you should be saying.
Oh, sorry.
Right, okay, right.
Idiot. Right. Ich komme aus Großbritannien.
Ich komme aus Großbritannien.
I'm from Great Britain. Right. Okay, okay. Now, wir sind auf Urlaub hier.
Okay, now stop there for a second. German speaker, what does that mean?
We are on holiday here.
You see?
Ah, okay, all right, very good.
Wir sind auf Urlaub hier.
Is he pronouncing that correct?
It's not bad.
Not bad.
You would say what, though?
I'd say the same thing.
Okay, all right, good.
That means we're here on holiday, but that's not what we need, because we need this expression, obviously. Wir sind auf geschäftlich hier. Which means we're here on business.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Wir sind auf geschäftlich hier.
Wir sind auf geschäftlich hier.
Wir sind auf geschäftlich hier. Means we're here on business, not a holiday.
Geschäftlich.
Geschäftlich's here.
Wir sind auf.
I'm not eating in that kitchen.
Wir sind auf.
Wir sind auf
geschäftlich.
Geschäftlich.
Hier.
No, is it here?
Here.
Here.
Here. Yeah, here.
Well, don't quibble with me on pronunciation.
But this is learning German.
Yeah. So therefore, we've gone through good day, hello, etc. Do you speak English? Pardon, I'm from Great Britain. We're here on holiday, but we don't need that because we're here on business. And that concludes day one of learning German.
So if you put that all together, Dave, the sentence would sound like...
Guten Tag, sprechen Sie English, wie bitte? Ich komme aus Großbritannien. Wir sind auf Urlaub hier. Or, wir sind auf geschäftlich hier. Bye-bye.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Comedy Dave, ladies and gentlemen, that is learning German. The Hong Kong-born, British-raised Comedy Dave.
More tomorrow.
What's more tomorrow in German?
Mehr morgen.
Mehr morgen. There you go. Mehr morgen.
On the Chris Moyle Show.
Mehr morgen. What's good morning?
Guten Morgen!
There you go.
For Scott Mills.
Yeah, exactly. We also need to work out what is German for It's Only Bloody Friday.
And also, let's get ready to ramble.
Yeah, all that coming up. Love. It's 8:56 at Radio 1. We're live from Germany. Sun is shining here in Germany. It's Strudel Unhausen. About an hour and a half east of Stuttgart is where we are. Getting ready for the big game, which kicks off tonight, or this afternoon rather. BBC One, you can see the whole beginning of this year's World Cup, or this quarter World Cup, whatever you want to call it.
Live at 5.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
On BBC One and High Def as well.
Yeah.
Sport. Right, TD Slink, how to get to today's Friday? Yesterday's Bloodhound Gang, the Bad Touch.
A bloodhound is a type of large dog with a wet nose. The nose is a part of the body that is used to smell. If you remove the first and last letters of smell, you're left with Mel, which is the first name of Mel B. He's also known as Scary Spice. The plural of spice is spices, which were traded in the olden days and transported using ships. Ships were always powered by the wind with the use of sails. Sails of a different type are what people queue for in January. January is named after Janus, who was, I think, a Roman or Greek god. As well as inventing civilization with the Romans, the Greeks also did rather well at the last major football tournament that we attended, being, of course, Euro 2004 in Portugal. Portugal is a good place to go if you like hot weather, and is definitely warmer than where we are here in Germany. And Germany have produced several bands in the last 20 years or so, including, of course, the Scorpions, Snap, and PM Dawn, which links us to this morning's TV classic. It is PM Dawn, who were German, set adrift on
they
memory.
They were German.
They were German.
It's America. The rapper's American.
They were from Germany.
Why does he rap with an American accent?
He's German.
PM Dawn?
The two of them were German.
No, they weren't.
I think they were.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, right. Not entirely sure, but I think they were.
All right. Well, here we go. G. Check out the German accents on this classic track. Oh no, it's not that one, it's this one. Can I just say, if you're in the car at this point, this song sounds great when it's sunny. Mm. I love that record. Always reminds me of Pete Tong.
Does it?
Yeah. Because when I used to do Radio Top Shop, I used to record Pete Tong's show.
Did you?
Yeah, and then I used to play
on cassette.
Yeah, and play the tracks out, and everybody would think I was really up front with my fresh new flavours.
You had to edit out the bit where Pete would introduce
the
record.
What you do is you zero the counter just before he talks at the end, and then you rewind the tape back to when he stops talking. You play it from there, and as the counter's getting towards zero, as long as you pot it just before the zero, jumps are good. Anyway, seamless?
Well, almost. Before we get on to the origins of PM Dorm, there's some debate over the Greeks and the Romans and the god Janus, but anyway, that's not important. I said that PM Dorn are from Germany.
I think they are.
Now, I think what I meant was that they were in the American army based in Germany.
That doesn't make them German. That's like saying I watch Auf Wiedersehen Pet on DVD, therefore no. I am German.
But I knew that there was a German link to the band, so while not wholly accurate, I'm kind of along the right lines.
No, you're not.
So
they're not German.
Yeah, but they were based in Germany, like us.
For how long were they based in Germany?
I don't know. I mean, like, for years.
Years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they recorded that track?
Yeah.
In Germany, is what you're saying?
Well, possibly. I don't know where they recorded it.
Right.
They might have written it in Germany.
You researched this very well, didn't you?
Yeah. But also Milli Vanilli, I think, were German, weren't they?
Yeah. We didn't play Milli Vanilli, though, did we, Dave?
No, but, you know, same sort of era.
The same way we didn't play, you know, Sausages.
Snap were German, definitely. Yeah. Fact. Turbo Beat, yeah. German.
But we didn't play them either, though, did we?
No.
We played PM Dawn.
No, but they probably know each other.
Why? Because of their time in Germany?
Yeah.
Right. Were they in Snap were also in the army, were they?
I think they might have been.
Milli Vanilli?
No, I don't think they were.
Right. Milli Vanilli were in the army, but they just mimed.
Yeah.
Didn't actually have a real gun. Anyway, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say.
Well, it's difficult to do it in German.
You're in a cave?
No, I'm here next to you. I'm in a chalet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the brains behind Chappers and Dave. It's Chappers!
Thank
you.
Said Neil then.
I know. It's a joke, you see.
It's
a Neil Sloan.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a really in Radio 1 joke. So, first of all, how was your journey here?
Journey here was fine, yes. Yep.
How was your meal last night?
Meal last night was fantastic.
How were the few drinks afterwards?
A few drinks afterwards were perfect, very nice. Beers.
How did you find your way back to the chalet okay?
No problem at all.
Yeah. How did you sleep?
Terribly.
Why?
Well, partly because my feet stick out of the bed, and secondly, because the person I'm sharing a room with decided to snore all night.
Oh, no, how embarrassing.
All night.
Who would that be, Dave?
Well, it was me. I put my hands up, but the thing is, though...
Mikey, back in London, if you go to today's pages, today's show, the main page, kind of three-quarter way down, about two or three in, is I think it's blue, and it just says Dave Snoring, or Dave Snores. Feel free to play that at any time. There we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that, yeah.
Is it like that?
No, it's louder.
Was it?
An awful lot louder. This sounds a bit creepy.
That's Dave in the Big Brother house.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 10 times worse than that.
The thing is, though, and I'm not just sort of making this up and trying to get back, but you snore terribly as well.
How do you know, though, Dave?
You were flat out whenever I was awake.
Well, no, because this morning, when I got woken up... Oh, this is another story. When I got woken up by BBC Transport to tell me that the car is outside my house in London, even though I'm in Germany. Nice one. Nice one, fellas. That's about the sixth time you've done that. But anyway, so when I was woken up by them an hour and a half before I was supposed to get up, you were flat out snoring.
Didn't wake you up there, did I, you see?
Well,
that's the difference.
Yeah. But it's loud.
I had to reach over and nudge you at least 3 times. That admittedly makes it sound like we're in the same bed, but I can reach your bed from where I am.
Reach out and nudge... Somebody's day.
I think what we need to do is during the course of our stay here, we need to obviously compare and contrast and record you and record me and then let the audience decide who's
Snore
the worst.
Cam.
And who's going to be the person to have to creep in the middle of the night?
Jocelyn! Let's be honest, she normally tries to creep into our bedrooms anyway, so it's not going to be much different, is it really? Did you hear me snoring yesterday?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Can't tell you. I put a little duvet down by the door so
you
wouldn't hear soundproofing.
All right.
No, I'm sure I will snore at some point, but I don't know if I snored yesterday. I was asleep.
Good.
I slept very well in the children's beds upstairs that we have. It's like kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's like we've broken into some weird sized family.
But it's the fact that how tall are you, Mark?
6 foot three.
6'3", and the bed's what, 5'9"?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah. I feel like Peter Crouch.
Yeah, same sort of issues.
Do you? Well, why not? I'll give him a ring, see if he feels like you.
It's the first time I've ever said
that. You do the robot dance in the morning when you get up.
I have more rhythm.
Oh, he was off again.
It's not bad, I don't know what you're moaning about.
Rachel, there's a wasp on the left-hand side of your headphones. There you go, now gone.
Reese,
can we shut that front door, please? Keep telling you. This place is going to be
That's the back door.
No, just shut the back door. Oh, look, there's a wasp. Look, now we've got a wasp in here that's very angry. See, Dave, as soon as we play your snoring, the insects go berserk.
You know, my boyfriend dies if he gets stung by a wasp.
I think that's a bit harsh.
How do you know?
Because
seriously, this is a good question. How do you know?
Because he goes into weird shocks.
Yeah, but you can't know that he will die because he's never died as yet. He's still alive.
So he nearly has.
Hasn't he also told you that if it's raining, he has to go to the pub and drink, otherwise his eyes fall out?
And when it's sunny.
Yeah. And doesn't he also say that... Oh, there's Dave again. He's snoring. Dave, wake up, man. Wake up, Dave. Can we just say, we did have one in Portugal, an insect problem with flies and whatnot. But it's all right in Germany, because on the wall here in our kitchenette is like a swatter. And Jocelyn will now show you. It's in the shape of a child's flip-flop. It's a pink stick with a child's flip-flop attached to the end of it. And judging by the back of it, it's been killing quite a few flies and hasn't been washed. Welcome to paradise, ladies and gentlemen.
Be good for getting the insects away from Alad.
We haven't talked about the pictures of the donkeys behind you either yet.
Yeah, I don't get that. Nice. This place is weird. It's full of, I think, honestly, the people who live here are inbred animal lovers.
We should go for another wander, actually, in a bit, shouldn't we? We should go al fresco.
Yeah, and find a hotel.
Yeah.
Not that I'm grateful or anything, but I am. So, Chappers, then, the big game today, the launch of the World Cup, the start of the World Cup.
Yeah.
Will there be one of those irritating World Cup opening ceremonies?
There is an opening ceremony, isn't there, yeah. Where I think Pele and Claudia Schiffer, I think, are bringing the World Cup onto the pitch at the start, which is an interesting combination.
Is Heidi Klum not involved?
Oh, maybe it's her as well.
She'd be better, I think.
I'd like to...
Would you think? Would you?
What? Heidi More Klum than Pele?
Oh, I thought you would over Claudia Schiffer as well.
Well, I would over Claudia Schiffer. But what's she going to be wearing? Will she be in a football strip? Will she be...
I have no...
I have a horrible image now.
What?
Moving on.
I have no idea what she'll be wearing, to be honest with you. And I've also heard that Right Said Fred are opening the...
No, they're not.
This is
That's
true.
I have heard
honestly,
this
is true, because Right Said Fred are huge in Germany. We thought that they disappeared.
Along with Pierre Dorn.
In the early 90s. Right Said Fred aren't German, though.
They've got all these German bands. Right Said Fred, Pierre Dorn, Status Quo, that kind of ABBA.
But they are opening the ceremony, because they're massive here, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you know what colour shirts England are wearing tomorrow?
Yeah, white. They're wearing white.
Wow, that's brilliant. You just know these things straight away.
Yeah.
First two white, last one, third one red, isn't it?
Well, brilliant. That's ruined that every morning, then, on Morning of England
games.
Was
that a surprise?
Well done.
Well, Motson said...
Maybe
well,
not.
No, don't we normally do what colour are we wearing today kind of thing before each
exactly.
England game? Yeah.
As long as broadcast
and Chappers bigs his part up and justifies his trip out here by going,
exactly
I have found
the
out,
colour of the
no, no one tells anybody, but I've managed to find out through my FA and England sources that today's shirt will be white. And we go, way, white shirts for all the England fans.
There you
Motson
go.
Said in the commentary for the Jamaica game.
Yeah, but shut up, though, because you just
but
don't
not everybody watched that.
And by the way, you know, Motty might be wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. What time's your coach leaving? I was told it was half an hour. For God's sake, Motty at the Great North Run 3 years ago. For God's sake, why is your coach not leaving? There was no story about Motty once complaining about pillows in a hotel.
Yeah, but that was from a secret source and we can't go any further about it.
Yeah, Garth Crooks, wasn't it? Anyway. All right, well, Chubby, you're going to be touring around Germany, aren't you, as well?
Apparently, yeah. Going to go everywhere.
Yeah. Where are you going today?
I'm just staying here today.
Wicked. Nice.
I'm getting acclimatised. Oh,
yeah, I understand that.
No, you two are going to Baden-Baden, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, later, yeah. Yeah.
Disco action.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gigging, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone about that?
It's the launch night of the England Fan Camp, which is in Arkern, which is near Baden-Baden, and it's me, Dave, and Jeff Hurst.
Mm. What, gigging?
Yeah.
Together.
Oh, wicked.
Good, huh?
Yeah, Jeff singing. I can't wait to see Jeff Hurst doing a... Get your boobs out, you can have a bottle of bubbly. It's going to be brilliant.
We're not as tacky as that. Yes, we are.
I was going to say, who does that?
So this is at the England camp where people are, you know, pitching the tents and all that.
It's where they go and there's all entertainment laid on, and us, and food and transport and all that kind of malarkey. So we're going to be there tonight.
It's also within distance of the England hotel in Baden-Baden. So if they play badly tomorrow, it's probably because the whole England squad are up and dancing to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 at 1:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
Peter Crouch steps on second penalty tomorrow and all he can hear in his head is the songs he'd been playing the night before. Who wants a T-shirt? Get your waps out, love. That's it.
Again, that's not us.
Mm. You're thinking of JK and Joel.
Yeah.
No, they do something else completely different. Mm. Well, anyway, Chambers, thank you for joining us.
That's all right, thank
you. And good luck with the sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, brilliant.
Once more time, let's hear Dave snoring one more time, Mikey.
Set up a tape recorder on our bedside table.
It's like a dog with asthma.
I say ours because there's a little table between our two beds. If you set one of them up and leave it on record tonight, you'll get both of us in stereo.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we're not here tonight, but tomorrow.
No, this will be the sound of the crowd while you two are gigging tonight in Gurdon. Rachel!
Coming up on the Chris Moyle Show next week. Monday, we'll be talking to Jeff Hurst and Ray Stubbs. Tuesday, we've got Embrace with us live, who'll be playing some acoustic tracks. Thursday, Badil and Skinner will be with us.
Wow.
And then the following week, on the Tuesday, we'll be with Razorlight and also meeting up with Mr. Noel Gallagher. Wow. Listen, it's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Danke schön.
Thank you.
Danke.
Right, it's 9:16 in the morning. This is very nice. It comes out a week on Monday, on the 19th of June. This is Keane and Nothing in My Way. On Monday, you hear a live set from Keane on Lamac Live from 9 o'clock. So listen to that. Monday night at 9 at Radio 1. Oop! Ta! Look at all that. Okay. That's Armand van Helden and... My. Right, I've sneaked out.
Where are you, by the way?
I'm hiding.
Okay, because I'm outside as well, and I have no idea where you are. Are you near the horses?
I found more horses out the back.
What, by the stables where I was?
No.
Ah, okay.
And the back of our chalet.
I'm with you.
I found two lone horses in a field.
Can you hear what I can hear? Listen. That's the tractor. You know, the big old tractor that we saw before,
wicked.
Right? It's running now. Here he comes. That's a proper German tractor.
Listen, I found... You know, we're in, like, a little chalet village?
Yes.
Well, some of these look really easy to break into, right, if you fancy going through some other people's stuff.
Okay.
I'm only joking. I'm just having a little look around, because where we are in the Gestrugelfusen... in this little chalet. It's more like a chalet town.
It's like a little holiday camp, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't really seen that other many people, but, there's a... hello, you're there, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I can see you now.
There's a classic, Opel Kadett 1.4 injection down here, which is quite nice, and,
that sounds like a plane overhead.
Yeah, or it'll be the paparazzi. Hey, next door, they've got a slide and a climbing frame.
I tell you what we haven't found as yet, which is crucial. We haven't found the pool.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Because apparently...
Why am I whispering, by the way?
I don't know. In this whole chalet complex, there's a communal pool, which is supposed to be very nice, but we haven't found it as yet.
Well, apparently it's an outdoor pool, but there's a key for it.
Well, there's probably a gate or something, isn't there? Yeah. Is it heated?
I don't know. But it's warming up here in Germany.
Here comes the tractor again.
Yeah. He might be coming around here.
No, he's in the field.
Okay, you're going to go and check him out.
I'm going.
It's a beautiful day here. Rachel, describe the weather to everyone back home.
It's sunny, there's a light breeze at the moment, a few clouds in the sky, but mostly blue.
Fabulous. Mm. A little bit more weather from Rachel at the same time Monday.
It's better than Dominic's weather.
Yeah. I'm out of breath already. So where we are is like a little village of chalets. There is allegedly a swimming pool, which you need a key for, mm-hmm. That's outside. There are horses. Are we allowed to ride the horses?
Well, I think
I think so. I think horse riding is available.
If you're trained.
As well as bikes and other facilities.
Well, there you go, lads. There's some German bikes to ride, which will be very interesting.
The competition winners thought they'd just go in the game.
Literally.
Hey, bonus. Literally.
Yeah, they'll be on the game with the German bikes. So we'll be checking all this out later, so on Monday we'll be able to tell you exactly what's going on. Don't forget, by the way, we have news about this week's brand new podcast, which I'll tell you about after the news at 9:30. Oh, you can really hear that tractor now.
Yeah, he's just by me. And I can see the horse as well. You know the ones that weren't talking to me earlier?
What, riding the tractor?
No. But they weren't talking to me before.
Why didn't you shout Guten Tag to the tractor man?
Okay. Here he comes. I'm just by the field now. Okay. It's coming around.
Yeah.
Guten Tag!
Oh, stop it.
He looks angry.
Oh.
Guten Tag? We are on the radio in the United Kingdom and the rest of the world. Would you like to say Guten Tag? There you go.
Hang on, Dave. If you just stay there.
Yeah.
Matt, the photographer, is going to come and take some lovely photos.
Can we have a photograph taken with you? Eine Foto? Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me find out what it's German for. May I have my photo taken with you, please?
Okay, here we are. I'm posing now with
again, ein Foto mit dich genommen. Something like that.
There you go. That's our translator. We're screwed, Dave.
Danke. Auf Wiedersehen.
Pet. Have you any photo taken with him?
Yes, I have. He stopped his tractor and everything for me.
All right, cool. Can you,
He looked angry. I think at first he thought it was a trespasser.
What would be the German for, can we have a go on your tractor later today, please?
Ich möchte...
Können wir auf dein Traktor fahren?
Wicked. There you go, Dave.
Yeah, ich möchte a go on your tractor.
Okay. Bitte. Right, should we play a record, Rach?
Yep. Yes, Dario G, please.
Oh, I love this. Is this Carnival de Paris?
It is, yes.
Oh, you know, this puts me in mind of... Doesn't matter where you're from, English or Welsh, Scottish, Northern Irish, Republic of Irish, maybe you're American, maybe you're Canada, maybe you're Australian, doesn't matter. Wherever you are in the world, football is a sport which brings everybody together. And when it's a beautiful day and the sun is shining, you can just chill out with your friends, have a drink, watch the game. Maybe you're watching it on your own. Maybe you're watching it with friends. Maybe at your house. Maybe at your friend's house, watching it on a plasma screen. Maybe you're lucky enough to have high-definition television, so you're tuning into the BBC to watch all the games on high-def. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy the World Cup. Thank you. That's all right.
Yeah, here comes Roland, look.
Oh, Guten Tag, Roland. Guten Morgen. There you go, that's Roland. He speaks German. Right, let's play this, and then we'll get some new support with Dominic and Carrie. Then we're into the last half hour before the World Cup starts today. Roland, who's the German owner of said little chalet village camp, has got a poorly tummy.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. I just said to him, is that too much beer from last night? He said, no, not at all. I said, maybe it's not enough. And he said, yeah, you could be right there, Chris. I think he said that. I have no idea.
Hmm. Well, it could have been the food, because we're all okay, aren't we?
Yeah. What did we eat again last night?
Pork stew.
No, it was like pork with...
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
I've had a bit of a bad tummy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sauerkraut was actually all right.
It's nice.
Last night, yeah.
Not really into cabbage, but it was nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. Anyway, Dario G, Carnival de Paris. Coming up, we'll play some Orson. We've got some Basement Jacks coming up. Are you yawning? I will also meet our ungracious competition winners who are sitting there yawning. It's all upset because Jermaine Defoe's going home and is a Spurs fan. He's got all them Defoe banners made up, but we're going to be wasted. Anyway, we'll do that after we get some news from Dominic in the UK and sport from Carrie in Germany. It's 9:33.
Everything's ready now for the big kickoff.
Okay. Yep. Beep, beep, new and improved, one
road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. Lee Wayland has been choosing the road this morning.
Hi, I'm Lee Wayland.
Lee lives on Fox Hatch, which is in Wickford in Essex. The road is nice and quiet this morning. All is well with the world in Wickford. Lee met Tim Westwood once at a bar in Greece, and he's off to Ibiza this summer with 29 friends.
And it's goodbye from me.
That's it from Lee. Have a great weekend. Beep, beep, new and improved, one road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's now 9:38.
So the weather?
Yeah.
Hot again in the UK.
Yeah.
A bit cooler on the coasts.
Yes.
27 degrees in the south.
Yeah, it's going to be really hot today.
Do you not have German weather?
I have German weather, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's in German.
Yeah, okay. We sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Heute, which is like today, ist es verbreitet sonnig oder allenfalls liegt bewölkt.
Sunny all over the place.
Sunny, I reckon, there.
That's right. Im Osten und Südosten kann es zeitweise wolkiger werden.
Nothing of that.
I don't know what that is.
It's like cloudy.
Right.
I've no idea what this means. Vereinzelte Schauer gibt es Essen in die Lausicht und im Beiswaldend.
I'm being told that says I like to be stroked by hairy men.
It doesn't mean that at all.
That's what it means.
Can I meet your brother?
Yeah. I think basically what he's saying is, you know, it's chilly.
It says, dress me up as a baby and spank me, please, mother.
it definitely doesn't say
that. Sure?
No, but there are numbers here. 21 and 17 and 20.
Yeah, spring rolls.
Yeah, would indicate it's less warm.
Okay, so once again, let's hear that German.
Okay, I'll read it quick, okay? Heute ist es verbleibt sonnig oder alles vielleicht bewölkt. Im Osten und Sonsten kann ich weit heiß wolkiger werden. Wenn selte Schauer gibt es am Essen in die Lustigst und im Bayerischen Wald.
Okay, did any of that make any sense?
It sounded great, but it made no sense.
Really?
No sense whatsoever.
The accent was nice, though.
It's badly written, I think.
It's badly written?
Yeah, I think so.
It's nothing to do with you badly pronouncing
No,
it.
No.
Or nine. 9999999999999. Anyway, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you. I enjoyed your horse and tractor chat today.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I loved it.
A bit random.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah. Are you going to be all right? Are you going to watch the game tomorrow?
I'm going to have we're having a barbecue over at ours tomorrow because it's going to be very hot apparently, and watch the game and have a barbecue and, you know, drink a few beers. It'd be nice.
Oh, I'd love to. That sounds brilliant.
Mm. What about you? What are your plans, Chris?
We're going to the game.
Are you?
Dave. Yeah, okay. We're actually going to the football to watch the England in the stadium.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Could you buy me a programme, please?
If we get one free, we'll...
Well, they're only like, you know, €5 or something, aren't they? Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. If we can get one, we might send it back to you, Dominic.
Thanks, Dave.
And we'll get it signed.
Yeah, that'd be great.
By all the team.
Yeah, please.
Jocelyn, Rachel, Carrie, me, Chris, Chappers, and Rhys.
And Jermaine Defoe. Mm. Also, by the way, if you miss us over the weekend, Dom, you can always download the brand new podcast, which should be available any second soon.
Fantastic. I will do that.
In fact, I believe you can download the podcast...
Now?
Now.
Download the podcast. Now.
Download the podcast. Now.
Download the podcast. Now.
Download the podcast. Now.
Download the podcast.
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 Download the
podcast.
Download
the
download.
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 This is Pink, and whenever I'm online, I always download the Chris Moyles podcast on International Radio 1.
Yeah, I think I said it there, love. You know, Gary Barlow listens to it.
Yes, Chris, I download the podcast every week, stick it on my iPod, and go for a nice run.
Yeah. Round his piano.
If you'd like to download it, go to Radio 1 online or any of the download sites. I don't know where we are on iTunes at the moment. I think we're third, I think, aren't we? Something like that now, but it's still all good. And you can download it. Do you want to know what's on it this week, Dominic?
Yes, please.
There's some Billy Extra.
Brilliant.
Billy Piper.
Yeah.
And there's some John Culshaw extra.
Oh, brilliant.
Which you know because you were there when we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, a lot of it revolves around you.
Yeah.
And John Culshaw teaching you to do impressions.
Yeah. He's made some headway.
What?
Not giving too much away, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, not really, no.
Oh, I think it's got
But it should be good. So you can download that and everything will be great.
Brilliant.
Mm. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, say goodbye in German.
Auf what? Auf Wiedersehen.
Pet. Right, have a good weekend, Dom.
Yeah, you too.
That's 9:43. Joe Wyle is on the radio at 10 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, there's 17 minutes of us left live from Germany.
It really is hard work, you know, and not a holiday. We bust our asses round the clock with no free time to play. We're doing this for you, but we don't mind the sacrifice. Let's hope we bring the World Cup home, because that would be quite nice. Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
Anyway, Basement Jackson, good luck. So we're outside again in the beautiful, beautiful garden of our Charlotte here in Snickelhausen in Germany.
Strudelhausen.
Oh, here's a guy here. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick what?
Thorpe.
Where are you from?
Farnham.
What are you doing out here in Germany?
Having a drink.
But why are you here?
Watch the football.
No, no, but why? How? How, are
you how did you get
I won some tickets.
Where?
On the Chris Moore Show.
Yay! You're a Spurs fan, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Gutted about the foe?
Extremely.
But looking forward to it tomorrow?
Yeah, much, yeah.
You're a bit freaked out?
Tad, yeah. It's a bit strange, yeah.
What, just generally being here or Germany?
Bit of both.
It's not normally quite as weird when you come out and meet us on things like this, because we were sat around last night, around a campfire, singing songs.
Yeah. But where would you rather be, Nick, tonight? Would you rather be just hanging out here, having a few beers with us, or going to see Chappers and Dave?
Probably best day in here, I'd say.
I'd agree with that. Okay, so it all starts off today. Our friends from our sister station, and you can't, when you speak about One Extra, you've got to talk to the two biggest sisters on the network, which is Mike Anthony and Treble T. Good morning!
Good morning, Chris. How you doing, Geezer?
I'm all right, Mike. How are you, man?
Well, your campfire sounds a lot better than where I slept last night.
Did you lose?
Mate, if I told you the percentage of vote... 87%.
This is brilliant.
Like Tony Blair at the moment.
For those of you, right, these are the guys who are on One Extra every morning, right? The Rampage, right? And they, oh, they're outrageous. They really are. Mike's sitting there drinking coffee. Whoa, they're on the edge. And so they had a vote to see who was going to stay in the hotel and who was going to have to stay in a tent. And Mike lost. And so you were literally camping out.
Mate, that was not a camp. It was actually a lot worse than I thought. It was warmer outside, sleeping on the grass, than it was in this big, massive communal tent. It was horrible, mate.
Now, is that the same place where you're gigging tonight, Dave?
I don't think so, no.
Right, okay.
Not that I'm aware of, no. I think we're in a hotel.
Yeah, but no, but what are you doing the gig?
Possibly.
All right. So you're in Munich, Mike?
Yep.
Where are you right now?
Right now, we're about to leave. I've actually managed to get back to my hotel and have a shower.
Nice.
I just couldn't do it down at communal tent. It was disgusting. So I'm about to head down to the stadium and do a bit of a fan zone report, have a chat with some of the fans going down to the big match to kick off today.
Nice. Excited?
I am, you know, because the vibe has been nice. Munich wasn't as packed as I thought it would be yesterday, but I reckon it's gonna really fill up today. And there were fans from everywhere up down the city.
Do you speak any German?
Klein.
Klein. That's small.
Calvin.
Yes.
And you brushed up on your German, Chris.
Oh yeah, mate. I'm almost fluent in ignorant English. So where's your partner in crime? Where's Treble T?
Oh, the nice, relaxed. Slept in a 5-star hotel. Treble T is standing right next to me, smelling of obsession for men.
It's a Klein.
Good morning.
Morning, pal. How are you?
I'm lovely and full of the joys of spring, Chris.
I bet you are. So you slept in a nice big bed last night?
Absolutely. In the hotel. I woke up about half an hour ago, and I'm feeling good.
Well, good for you, my friend. Good for you. So you're heading down to the stadium this afternoon?
Well, Mike's going to head down to the stadium. I'm actually going to be going to the Olympic Park. They've got a big, massive setup in their Olympic Park here in Munich with, like, a 100-foot video screen.
Oh, wow.
Loads on, loads and loads of facilities for fans to come and just chill out and watch the game in the park.
They know how to look after everybody in Germany, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It looks like they are very well prepared for the influx of fans. I have to give you a warning, Christopher.
Yeah.
The Costa Rican fans are insane.
Really?
I've been attacked by them 3 times already.
What, in a good way?
In a good way, of course.
What about the women? You seen any hot women so far?
Listen to me, Chris.
What? No, have you seen any hot women so far?
I've seen a few. Some of the Brazilian ladies are looking quite tasty.
So already you've seen a few Brazilians?
I see. You know me. I love a Brazilian.
Yeah.
So listen, are you going to be here for the England game as well?
We might be, but we might be starting to head back as the England game kicks off.
So you literally head back to one extra then, and then you're coming back out again.
Yes, we'll come out. We'll come and meet you back out in Germany for the final.
And do you have to sleep in a tent when you come back next? Or are you going to do another vote?
No, I'm going to sleep in a hotel next time, and we're not doing any vote because I'm going to kidnap my producer and hide him.
Well, good for you. Well, listen, guys, have a good show. You're going to be on 4 o'clock this afternoon on One Extra.
That's right.
Where are you doing the show from?
I'm going to be in Olympic Stadium, and Mike is going to start at the actual football ground, and he's going to move across Munich to meet me, and by the end of the game, we'll both be together in the Olympic Park, watching it on a video screen.
So in other words, you're sitting there with a couple of beers, watching it on a screen, and he's going to be stuck outside the stadium with no ticket, trying to make his way to you?
That's right.
You hate him, don't you?
They serve their beers by the litre.
Oh, man, you're going to have such a good time. Well, listen, have a good one. Enjoy the show today. If you want to check the guys out, One Extra this afternoon from 4 o'clock. It really is a show that's kind of worth tuning in for. Do you like that?
I love that.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Aight. We were chatting with him the other day at One Extra.
Yeah, we had chat and sing, didn't we?
Allard, by the way, is very desperate to get another one of his guides to the World Cup countries on. Is that right, Al?
It's true. It's because England is here playing tomorrow.
Right.
So we need a guide to find out who they're going to be playing against.
What? Who are we playing against?
Paraguay.
Wow. Well, could you tell us a bit more about it, please?
Sure thing.
All right.
And now it's time for Allard's guide to the World Cup nations. Today,
Paraguay. The Republic of Paraguay is in South America and is actually the 59th largest country in the world. Being quite a hot place, the Paraguayans tend to have dark hair and are used to the heat and will be able to deal easily with the summer temperatures in Germany. Now, like me, who'll definitely have to cream up and moisturise with my sensitive skin. Paraguay declared independence from Spain in 1811, although they still speak Spanish there. In fact, it's actually their official language. The currency in Paraguay is called the Guarani, and the locals are into embroidery and lace making and like to relax with a bit of a bevy while listening to polka music played on a large native harp. If getting your leg bitten off by the razor-sharp teeth of a school of savage piranha fish isn't your cup of tea, then my advice would be not to go swimming in the Paraná River. The river separates Paraguay from its neighbours, Brazil. And the Paraguayans actually look a bit Brazilian. But fortunately for you English, they're not as good as them at footy. Which is a bonus, cos they're in the same group as England. So, fingers crossed, they'll be rubbish and won't put up any opposition, because the longer England stay in the tournament, the longer I can stay out here in Germany in my hotel. And I'll be back on Monday when I continue my guide to the World Cup nations.
Now you know.
That's not me clapping, that's me hitting Allard on the head. Right, so there you go. That's the Rampage guys who... we went and see them in the One Extra Studio the other day, didn't they?
Wicked.
And their producer was like, aye, you my godly girl, having like a well wicked time and ting.
Sit down, brothers. And all that.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's almost time for us to go. But before we do, if you are an England fan, more importantly, you're concerned about Mr. Steven Gerrard, then Carrie has some news.
I do. I have a quick news flash. Apparently, so we've heard, Steven Gerrard will be fit to face Paraguay tomorrow.
Hooray!
He raced himself at 50-50 yesterday, but as far as we know from the coaching staff, they reckon he's going to be fit. He's going to line up.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be very exciting. No matter where you are in the UK or around the world, whatever team you support, I hope you have a great World Cup. Whether you're supporting England or you're not supporting England, it's all good. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Obviously, it kicks off today. BBC One has the opening ceremony and that first game today. And is it in high def today as well? Are all the games in high definition on BBC? Or is it certain ones? Do we know?
I think all of them are.
Is it all of them?
Yeah.
All of them, says Alex. All right, lovely. Well, I'm slightly late. Doesn't matter. All right, so have a great time. And we'll be back Monday morning. Jeff Hurst, legend, will be on the phone on Monday morning. And then Tuesday, Embrace will be live with us doing a few songs. Thank you, Chappers. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, everybody else. We'll be back Monday morning. We hand over to Jo Wiley, who's in her cold, dark studio in England, where she isn't going to see any of the games live because she's not in Germany and we are.
You know how to make me love you.
Oh, you know it, Jo.
I am wearing a bikini, though.
You're
thinking
not,
of you. You should have been here. Never mind.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Two cherries on an iron board. I mean, no, in a nice way.
Yeah, you never said anything nice.
Okay. This is Radio 1.